Well, man, let's talk about five things that I wish I knew as a beginner. Let's cue that intro.
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back. It's another Roadman Cycling Podcast. It is Monday, the 22nd of November. Thank you for joining me. Roadman, I want to talk to you about five things that I wish I knew as a beginner. And the podcast is kind of prompted by we'd a couple of new lads out on the group spin at the weekend. And it got me journeying back to all those years ago when I got started. And five things that I wish someone had just whispered in my ear and said, you know what, here's five things you need to know. And it would have saved me a lot of heartache. So that's what I want to rattle through today. Before I do, let me remind you about Patreon. Patreon is where you can buy me that festive cup of coffee or pint to say thanks for the work over the year. If you're getting some value out of the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, which I know so many are looking at the download stats, so thanks for spreading the good word. But another way to pay it back is to buy me a pint of beer over on Patreon. The link is in the bio for that. To do that and support the podcast, all you do is head to patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh and you can buy an old pint of beer to say thanks. And I'll tip me old cap to you. Okay, five things that I wish I knew as a beginner. Well, number one, it's find and get to know your local bike shop, your LBS as we call it, and build a relationship with them. Because we're in an era now where, even more so when I started, it's a lot easier to shop around in Chain Reactions, Wiggle, Canyon, and just price match and get the best deal. But I promise you, at some point in your cycling career, you're going to be in a pinch. You're going to be in a pinch because you've broke a stem bolt. You're going to be in a pinch because you can't get a derailleur hanger and you're going to have an event coming up. And it pays you multiple times over, more than you're going to save, to have a relationship with your local bike shop. They will get you out of a hole. Also, if you're new to an area or you're just getting started in cycling, your local bike shop is going to be able to advise you on the group rides that are local to you that are worth doing. It's going to be able to advise you on routes. It's going to be able to advise you on clubs, bikes that are suitable for you, and much, much more. So spend some time and invest in that relationship with your local bike shop. Even if you have to pay a little bit extra, which you will, because economies of scale, they can't order fucking 22,000 pairs of gloves like Chain Reaction can. So cut them a break if they're a little bit more expensive than Chain Reaction. Step number two that I wish I knew, the importance of the group ride. And again, this is nearly drawn on the same thing where it's, you know, I love the idea of learning from mistakes, but they don't have to be your mistakes. When you're in a group ride and you surround yourself with experienced riders, you're going to learn so much from them, verbal and non-verbal. If you look at experienced guys in the group, when do they eat? What are they wearing on a day? This is one that, like, it's actually, you know what, I'm going to do this. I wasn't even going to do that one. That one's so important. I'm going to do that as a full one of the five on its own. What are you wearing in a minute? So forget that. But they're going to show you what to eat. They're going to show you how to get out of the saddle without kicking the bike back. They're going to show you how to go around a corner. They're going to tell you the riders to watch, what riders to stay away from. The group ride is just this beautiful symbiotic relationship you get into where everyone's helping each other out, and you learn one of the most valuable things in cycling, to shelve the idea of self, that we're not an individual going into this group, that as soon as we slot in here, we abandon thoughts of I'm better than this person, we abandon thoughts of our own personal ambitions, and we think about how we can function as a group, how we can help others, how do we protect the weak, how do we shelter them. Because that's what cycling is. It's this beautiful, magical team sport, and the group ride is one of the easiest ways to get indoctrinated into this amazing culture. So the first two of them are very much relationship driven. The third one, I've knocked one off my list that I was going to have, and I'm going to throw this one in on its own because it's just so important. How to dress for the winter. I wish somebody experienced had told me at the time how to dress for the weather. And it's so important. For me, dressing for a session begins the night before when I check the weather forecast. And always lay your kit out the night before a spin. Check the weather forecast, lay your kit out the night before a spin. And I'm letting you in on my little routine here. Then the next morning, I wake up, I have my coffee, I bring the dogs out to the toilet the next morning. And then I suss out the actual ambience feel of it and go, okay, what is it? Are we looking like it's going to be a gloves day? Are we looking for heavy gloves, light gloves? Are we looking for light shoe covers, heavy shoe covers? Is it a rain jacket in the pocket day? This is super, super valuable information, because when you get out on the ride, and especially if you're in a group where it's going to be surges in speed, or you're going, you know, climbing, where you're going to have periods of long threshold work and then descents, dressing appropriately for that is super, super valuable, and I wish I knew that at the start. I wish I knew about structured training. Number four, I wish I knew about structured training at the start. So much of my time was spent what I call now headless chicken riding. And the idea of headless chicken riding, you've heard me droning on about this on the podcast before, but if you head out the door and you don't know why you're heading out the door, or what that specific session is, or you don't know how that session fits into the grander plan, you're a headless chicken. And the headless chicken is defined by this idea of, I don't have much time to do today, I've only an hour, so I better get out and ride kind of hard. And that makes intuitive sense, because if you only have, you know, 60 minutes to do, riding kind of hard seems like it's maximizing your available training time. But the problem with that is we normally default into zone 3 riding. And zone 3 has a narrow set of physiological adaptations to take place. Not a bad set of adaptations, but just a narrow set. And we don't get the set of adaptations from riding in zone 1, zone 2, zone 4, zone 5, zone 6. We only get, and I've equated it on the recent webinar actually, if you're heading out the door and you're riding in zone 3 all the time, it's like heading out the door to play golf and only ever bringing a 7-iron with you. You need to learn how to play the full bag of clubs. That's what makes you complete. And it's the same in cycling. That's what makes us complete as a bike rider. Can we go long, slow distances using fat as a fuel source? We train this in zone 1 and zone 2. Can we generate massive 10-second power out of corners to close gaps? We practice this in zone 6 and zone 7. Start structured training. If you start structured training early, my God, it's just you waste so much time and energy with riding around like a headless chicken, and it's so easy to avoid. So get to know your local bike shop, start structure training, importance of the group ride, dress for the weather. And another one that I've only picked up in recent years, and this is more of a do as I say, not as I do, because I'm actually not brilliant for even doing this myself, but I picked it up over in Girona when I noticed that all the pro guys are now training with a rear light. And it makes so much sense, and it's something that when I head out and I forget the rear light, I'm like, why did I forget the rear light again? And there's some amazing ones out there, like the Garmin Varia rear light, which is also a radar, which speeds up the intensity of the light and the frequency of the blinking based on the proximity of the car. So we're getting really clever and smart, and the rear light can be just that bit of breathing room a car needs if they're inattentive, to just catch their eye for a second and get around you. And you know, this is a quite personal one. A good friend of mine and an old teammate who got hit from behind out training, a super talented rider, one of the best of a generation in Ireland, and he never rode his bike again after it. You know, thankfully he's made a full recovery, but he chose not to ride his bike again after it. And you know, who can blame him? But it's just, it's that important having a rear light on. And you know, you'd couple bracket into that dressing for the weather is knowing what time it gets dark, knowing, you know, how dimly lit it's going to be today, and wearing appropriate colors for those type days. I have a jacket that I've been rocking, an orange one, for the last while on the darker days. But that all starts on planning the night before. So there are five things I wish I knew as a beginner, folks. Build that relationship with your local bike shop, start structured training, get into a good group ride, dress yourself properly, and stick a rear light on. I'm going to chat to you again tomorrow. Hey Roadman, it's Anthony again. Just before you head off, real quick, I just want to mention the Roadman Blueprint. It's the ultimate coaching package. It's 4 months long. It's 4 months of one-on-one coaching sessions with your own professional Roadman cycling coach. It's 4 months of strength and conditioning plans, so you never need to worry about, is this strength conditioning plan aligned with my cycling goals? It's 4 months of nutrition plans to fuel all that. It's 4 months of biohacks, which you know I love so much, and I'm getting to pick the brain of all these experts. And it's 4 months of motivation to make sure you never miss a session, and every single session you hit it with commitment and with purpose. The whole package, it's €997. I have a limited number of places on the Roadman Blueprint. If you're interested in getting started, pop me an email on admin@roadmancycling.com. This is the ultimate coaching package for those looking to take their cycling and their performance to the next level.